This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Rene Montaigne is on assignment. I'm Steve Inskeep. President Clinton's former National Security Advisor faces an investigation for pilfering documents from the National Archives. Sandy Berger was preparing to testify before the commission investigating the September 11 attacks. Berger says he did accidentally remove some notes, but he says he did not violate any laws. NPR's Larry Abramson is covering this story and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So what exactly was Berger doing in the National Archives?
Well, just to back up a little bit, you remember Sandy Berger was National Security Advisor from 1997 to 2000. He was a Deputy National Security Advisor from 93 to 96. So he was there during a very critical period as far as terrorism is concerned. And he was reviewing documents related to terrorism for the 9/11 Commission's investigation. He says he spent hours and hours in the National Archives looking through those documents, and he was looking at the after-action report from the millennium period. And as you'll recall, at the end of the millennium, 1999-2000, it was probably the most intense period for terror threats that officials had ever encountered. And a lot of people say that the nation was on alert then, as we should have been right before 9/11. And he took notes on some of the things that he was looking at. He walked off with those notes. But that's all he says he did.
Berger isn't denying that he broke the rules then.
He broke the rules by taking notes out of the National Archives. You're not really supposed to do that. He says he accidentally took out this after-action report. There's a little bit of confusion about whether he took out a classified version of this after-action report, which is what the Associated Press, which broke this story, says he did, or whether he just removed something that had been declassified. Most of this after-action report was, in fact, declassified and was in the testimony to the 9/11 Commission. It details actions that the Clinton administration took around the millennium period in order to ward off terrorism. So it's not clear exactly the nature of the material. He says this was a mistake. He returned everything. He contacted his lawyer. And the lawyer was working with the FBI. He doesn't really see what the big problem is.
I know the investigation, we're very early in the investigation here and what we
That's
know
right.
about it, but is there any way to know how much trouble Berger is in, whether he could face criminal charges?
Since we don't know exactly what the FBI is looking at, we don't know whether or not this could be serious. Removing or mishandling classified material can be a violation of the law, but Berger says that's not what's involved here. He also says that he doesn't understand why this is being leaked right now, just a couple of days before the 9/11 Commission's report is coming out. This sounds like the kind of thing where one administration is trying to make the other administration look bad, but the information we're talking about here doesn't really seem to make the Clinton administration look particularly bad or particularly good. Both administrations have been accused of, you know, blowing it when it came to preparing for possible attacks on the United States.
So it's not clear if there's any fallout from the 9/11 investigation.
Not yet,
here.
But it's still early in the day.
Larry, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Larry Abramson will continue covering that story.